entered this game batting 250 with 6 homers and 26 RBIs. Wind blowing out towards left field from right field. It does help out right-handed hitters, but we haven't really seen anything elevated here. We did see one earlier by Kareem Arusovic that was a fly ball out towards left field that nearly got out of here, but tracked down at the wall by McLean Helton. 3-2 the count. Another grounder toward the third base camera. And that's the third ball fouled off by Gion with 2 strikes. Ninth pitch of the plate appearance coming up next. And Gion comes from Stanford University. Starting off this game 0-3. Grounded out last time. Struck out before that and also popped out. So still trying to get on base for the first time this game. 3-2 the count. Pitch on the way home. Swing and a miss for strike number 3. And Landon Desart gets his first strikeout of the game as he takes care of Eric Gion on 9 pitches. Brings up Joe Minella to the plate with the bases empty and one away in the top of the 9th. Tied 0-0. And Desart trying to show off the stuff. He comes from Madison Area Technical College. Same place as Noah Marschke. Kind of the Marschke replacement, but this time out of the bullpen. First pitch on the way home. Misses outside to Minella for ball number 1. 1-0 the count. And Minella, right-handed hitting first baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup. Desart brings the ball into his glove and looks home. Brings the leg up and fires. And that pitch a little north of the zone called for ball number 2. 2-0 the count. And Minella 0-3 on the game. Struck out twice. 2-0 the count. Misses high for ball number 3. So a 3-0 count. Last time up, struck out. Before that, grounded out. And also struck out as well a second time, as I previously mentioned. On deck is Eli Selga. He's hoping to step up with the go-ahead run on the bases. 3-0 the count. Maybe a green light here with the wind blowing out to left field, but not going to swing. It's called on the outside edge. 3-1 the count. Kason Consarinia is warming up in the bullpen. Well, now he's not anymore. Is this pitch called on the outside edge for strike number 2, a 3-2 count? Crazy game here. Would be shocked to see Consarinia come into the game. But now no longer warming up down there. 3-2 the count. Is Art trying to take care of him? Called on the outside edge. Strike number 3. Back-to-back K's, and that one backwards to Joe Minella. And it brings up Eli Selga with 2 away, and the base is empty in the top of the 9th. The Rafters are still looking for that first shutout of the season. They have an opportunity to do so here. The Rafters have been shut out 3 times themselves. They have not shut out an opponent this year. But of course, they will still have to take the lead in the bottom of the 9th. This one a flare out towards shallow left field. Third baseman Arusovic is there and makes the catch. 9 shutout innings from the Rafters as a team. And a 3-up, 3-down 9th inning for Landon Desart. That is 16 up, 16 down for the Rafters over the past few innings. And we go to the bottom of the 9th. The Rafters a chance to walk it off. And the top of the order coming up when we return here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
It all comes down to this, the bottom of the ninth, and the Raptors a chance to walk it off. It is tied 0-0, an absolute clinic on the mound from both sides, and the Rockers turning back to Keaton Baird for his third inning on the mound. He enters this inning with 29 pitches. He will face off the top of the Raptors lineup. That's Royce Clayton Jr., Kareem Arusovic, and Eric Harper due up. First pitch, breaking ball in there for strike number one. What a nasty breaking ball that we have seen this game from Baird. It's really tripped up the Raptors. They have three strikeouts looking due to it. 0-1 the count on the way home. Pitch in there for strike two. Clayton, the right-handed hitting center fielder. It's a righty-righty matchup with a chance to walk it off with a home run, although he has yet to hit a home run this season. He's had a couple to the warning track. 0-2 the count, taken upstairs for ball one, not by much. Now a 1-2 count. Clayton 0-3 in the game, trying to make the most out of the leadoff spot. 1-2 the count, and the pitch on the way home misses outside for ball two. Now 2-2. The Raptors have not seen a base runner since the fifth inning when Tony Torres drew a walk. 2-2 the count to Clayton. And the pitch on the way home, it's a grounder up the middle over to shortstop. Lancaster's there, throw off balance, nearly takes him off the bag, but Manella able to stretch out and make the play. It's a 6-3 put out, and that's the first out of the ninth inning. Brings up Kareem Arusovic to the plate with the bases empty and one away in the bottom of the ninth. Arusovic, the left-handed hitting third baseman, he was the Northwoods League Player of the Night yesterday, going 5-for-6 with two home runs and a double. He does not have a hit today, but he is one of three Raptors to reach base after he walked all the way back in the first inning. First pitch, low for ball number one, a 1-0 count. The wind blowing back in now from right field to home plate, and the 1-0 count called for strike one. 1-1 the count. Arusovic flew out his last time up, struck out and walked before that. 1-1 the count. Baird brings the pitch home. It's a grounder, a high chopper over to second. Bayania takes the bounce and throws it to first, a 4-3 put out. And that brings up Eric Harper with two away in the bottom of the ninth. And the Rockers trying to force extras, tied a shutout in the ninth. The Raptors trying to score, but they have seen their last 12 consecutive batters retired. Eric Harper, the right-handed hitting shortstop, trying to stop the perfection from Baird. First pitch on the way, check swing, and did he go? Yeah, he did. 0-1 the count. Harper 0-2 in the game. Grounded out his last time up and flew out before that. Also has a sack bunt. 0-1 the count, misses away. Now 1-1. His sack bunt came all the way back in the first inning when he sent Arusovic over to third. That's the closest that we've seen a Rafter get to scoring. 1-1 the count. Called on the lower outside corner for strike two. The Raptors down to their last strike, trying to avoid extras. And Harper moved up to the three spot today, trying to keep the inning going. 1-2 count, swing and a foul tip, strike three. We go to extras. Free baseball is coming your way as we are through nine scoreless. 10th inning comes up next, and this is Raptors baseball on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hi, I'm Ashley, a certified radio digital executive.
With decades of experience working with small businesses and owning my own, does digital marketing make you feel overwhelmed? Sometimes there are so many choices and packages to choose from. You could just sign up for everything and the kitchen sink, but there's a better way. Call me at 715-496-0710 and I can build the perfect package for your business.
Experience Northern Wisconsin this season and book your vacation at Lena's Northern Pines Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake in Butternut, Wisconsin. This quaint resort has it all. A full-service resort and restaurant, open year-round for all your seasons, from ATVing to snowmobiling, grouse hunting, deer hunting, and even ice fishing. Or just come to relax with the whole family. And there's also an event space for that perfect occasion that you might be celebrating. Butternut Lake is a 1,000-plus acre Class A musky lake, along with walleye, crappie, perch, and panfish that the kids love to catch. It's perfect for escaping the hustle and bustle of the city. Check your next adventure out today. Go to northernpines.net, www.northernpines.net.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Extra innings here in Wisconsin Rapids as we head to the top of the 10th. It's the fourth time this year that we have seen extra innings, and Landon Desart will start things off on the mound. But before we get started, Mike Spears about to head out to the mound to have a chat with Desart before the inning begins. Trying to get a mound visit, and he will be allowed back out onto the mound. So before the inning even begins, the Rafters will have a mound visit. Of course, a runner on second base to get things started in the extras. The California rule is it'll be Eli Selga who is supposed to start on second, and Selga, he was the last out of the ninth inning. But I don't believe that that's Selga over there on second. Can't quite tell here, so we're going to wait and see if we get officially who is on second. But, yeah, looks like it's Kaysen Consarinia. Consarinia over there on second, as I said. Didn't think that was Selga, so a pinch runner comes in for Selga. And the first pitch on the way to David Bionia is fouled back for an 0-1 count. So Consarinia coming in, and a quick runner here trying to break the deadlock. 0-1 the count, and Landon Desart back on the mound. Bionia shows bunt. Pickoff move back to second, and Landon Desart going back to the bag. And with that, we are getting ready to go, 0-1 the count, and time was taken for a second there. Desart looking home. David Bionia, right-handed hitting second baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup. Desart looks back to second, brings the leg up and fires. Bunt placed down to the right side of the infield. Gaz not going to have time to go to third, so goes to first. It's a sack bunt that goes 3-4, and that sends Consarinia over to third base. So a runner just 90 feet from scoring, still tied at zero in the top of the 10th, and a chance to put the Rockers on top. It's Peyton Mansfield, the only batter who has reached multiple times for either team. He fouls the first pitch back to bring it 0-1. Mansfield, a single and a walk. He has reached first base twice. He has not gone further than that. He grounded into a double play back in the second. 0-1 the count, and the runner on third is all that matters right now. Pitch on the way home, bounces out of the glove of Adrian, but kept near him. It's now a 1-1 count. On third, it's Consarinian. With that, Nick Adrian goes off to the side, and he kind of points to the glove here. And so looking for the bullpen glove, as they're going to grab a new one so that Adrian doesn't have that one. Had the ball kind of pop out of the glove there, and Adrian off to the side kind of saying, hey, what the heck here? And Harrison Garrett coming to the rescue. He runs all the way down from the bullpen. And now he's going to hang out in the dugout. He's tired. Understandably so. It's still 88 degrees and mostly sunny. Actually, clearly sunny here. I don't see a single cloud for a couple miles here in Wisconsin Rapids. And with that, a quick warm-up catch for Adrian with the new glove and the first pitch on the way home. Adrian looks. He says, all right, that feels good. And now Mansfield will step back into the batter's box. Mansfield, the right-handed hitting right fielder, picked up his first hit of the season with the single back in the seventh inning. He had started off his Rockers career 0-for-10, but then a walk and a single his last two plate appearances. He swings and misses at the 1-1. Now a 1-2 count, and to Zart, a strikeout here would be huge. One away and a runner on third and a tie ball game at zero. Desart looks home. He shakes off the call from Adrian. Now has what he likes. Brings the 1-2 home, but it bounces away off the glove of Adrian. Here comes the run home to score. It's 1-0 Rockers in the 10th. A passed ball from Nick Adrian. And with the new glove there, it did not work out. A passed ball makes it 2-2 for Mansfield and a 1-0 game. The lead is for the Rockers. 2-2 count coming home, and that one in there called for strike number 3. And, oh man, so disappointing on that last one. And it brings up Zage Lancaster with the bases empty and two away in the top of the 10th. A 1-0 Rockers lead. The Rafters going to have to do some damage in the bottom of the 10th. But first, got to get out of this inning. Desart has so far been 5 up, 5 down, even though he's allowed the unearned run to come across. First pitch on the way, taken low for ball number 1. Desart has now 3 strikeouts on the game after that last one. Lancaster, the right-handed hitting shortstop. It's a righty-righty matchup with Desart on the mound. And the 1-0 count taken on the outside edge for strike number 1, a 1-1 count. Lancaster 0-for-3 on the game. He's flown out to the outfield his last two times up, struck out swinging before that. Comes from the University of Hawaii. 1-1 count coming home, misses high for ball 2. 2-1 the count. That last pitch at 90 miles an hour. Desart still throwing with heat. Trying to get out of this 10th inning. Still a 1-run game. 2-1 the count coming home. Swing and a miss for strike 2. Great pitch from Desart. It's now a 2-2 count. And Desart trying to go 6 up, 6 down. He looks home. Gets the call from Adrian. Now ready on the mound. 2-2 count on the way home. Check swing didn't go. It's called low and away for ball number 3. Full count to Lancaster. A lot of pitches in the inning for Desart. This will be pitch number 20. But trying to get rid of the order. It's a 3-2 count. Desart brings the leg up, fires home, but misses high. And it's a 6-pitch walk to Zage Lancaster. Just the 6th base runner of the game for the Rockers. And their first one since Peyton Mansfield's single in the 7th. After 9 consecutive batters retired, it brings up McLean Helton to the plate with a runner on first and 2 away. But instead of Helton, it will be a pinch hitter for the Rockers. Colin Helms comes into the game for McLean Helton. And Helms, a catcher for the Rockers, but he has been one of their better hitters this year. And McLean Helton, after starting the game 0-for-3, he gets pinch hit for. He had struck out twice. Helms, his first plate appearance of the game, left-handed hitter, has a runner on first who's taking off on the first pitch. It's high. Throw on down to second. It is not in time. Harper tried to apply the tag but couldn't quite get it. It's a 1-0 count to Helms. And a stolen base for Zage Lancaster. Runner in scoring position with two away in the top of the 10th. Already 1-0 the Rockers lead. And a second run would be huge for them. 1-0 count coming home. That one high for ball two. Of course, the Rafters are going to start with their own runner on second. And I would have to assume that Eric Harper will stay in the game. He was the last out. Ended the ninth inning with a strikeout, and he would be the runner on second. One of the Rafters' quickest base runners. Like I said, I got to assume that he'll stay on. But before that, Nick Adrian and Landon Desart will meet on the mound, make sure that they're all good to go. Now Adrian heading back behind home plate. A 2-0 count. And Helms looking to send home that runner from second. Desart looks back to second base, brings the pitch home, and that one in there for strike number one. 2-1 the count, 89 miles an hour on the fastball. And Colin Helms this season batting .287 for the Rockers. There's a reason he's pinch hitting here. 2-1 the count. Desart looks back to second a couple times. Now fires home. It's a pop-up left side of the infield, pushing out towards foul territory. It will get out of play towards the rat trap. And now a 2-2 count. Helms this year in 136 at-bats. He struck out just 21 times. But a 2-2 count, and Helms will look to keep the inning going. Two away, and the runner on second. 1-0 the lead for the Rockers. Desart looking to get through this one. Keeping it the one-run game, he sends a fly ball out towards left field. Deep on the run, it reaches towards the Rafters' bullpen, and gets out of play. Still 2-2. Would have been a long run from Mike Monum over there. So still a 2-2 count. Braden Buchanan is on deck if it gets there. But Helms hoping to do the damage to send home the second run of the inning. First run of the game came across there in the top of the 10th, so no shutout for the Rafters. 2-2 the count coming home. Swing and a miss for strike number three. Fourth K of the game for Landon Desart. And we head to the bottom of the 10th, but one run does come across for the Rockers there on no hits. There were no errors, and the Rockers left one on base. We go to the bottom of the 10th, 1-0 Rockers here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money. Or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
The bottom of the 10th, and the Rockers are turning to a new pitcher. Ethan Alexander taking over for Keaton Baird, and Baird, what a performance from him. He went three perfect innings. He went without a hit, without a run, without a walk. He had four strikeouts, nine up, nine down, and did so on 41 pitches before he comes out of the game. And taking over for him is Alexander. And Alexander, the righty who comes in, taking a look a little more at him. Alexander trying to finish off this game. The Rafters will start with a runner on second. Alexander 0-1 in his career for the Rockers, but he has played in the Northwoods League before the last two seasons with the Waterloo Bucks. today making, or this year, I should say, making the transition to the Rockers and starting off the season for him. He went 2 2/3 scoreless against the Dock Spiders, a really strong performance. He allowed just one hit and no walks. But his last time out, an inning and 2/3 against Madison, he allowed 3 runs. All 3 were earned in an inning and 2/3. The Rafters hoping to send home their runner on second, at the very least to tie it. But the go-ahead run will be represented at the plate. The Rafters going to be seeing their 4, 5, and 6 batters due up in the bottom of the 10th. Akko, the right-handed hitting second baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup to get things rolling. And 9 shutout innings from the Rockers. Trying to keep it the same, Akko. It's a righty-righty matchup. The fans getting into it. First pitch on the way. It's a swing and a foul ball straight back. 0-1 the count. Eric Harper on second base. As I had guessed last inning, he did not get pinch ran for. But Harper has been a good base runner for the Rafters. Very aggressive. But I would have to assume that he's going to wait until Akko swings to try and take off. 0-1 the count. Akko full swinging here. Now he shows bunt. Looking back to second. Pitch comes home. Akko pulls back. It misses outside for ball one. 1-1 the count. Akko 0-3 on the game. But a sacrifice here would be huge. Not showing bunt anymore. He's got both hands on the bat. Now shows bunt, looking back to second. The pitch coming home. It's placed down the third baseline. Beautiful bunt by Akko. Sliding on the mound. The throwback to first barely gets him. But a beautifully executed sacrifice bunt from Madden Akko. It goes 1-4 on the putout. But Eric Harper now just 90 feet away from tying this game up. Brings up Landon Gaz to the plate with a runner on third and one away. A sacrifice could tie it up. A homer would walk it off. Gaz, the right-handed hitting first baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup with Alexander on the mound. The Rockers scored the tying run on a passed ball back in the 10th inning. First pitch to Gaz in there for strike number one. 0-1 the count. A huge plate appearance here. Desart trying to get the Rafters on the board. He's got 13 RBIs this season. Trying for 14, the 0-1 count. It's sent up the middle, off the glove. It's not going to be deep enough to send home Harper. And that is out number two. It goes 1-4-3 after bouncing off of the glove of Alexander. And it brings up Luke Skinner with the game on the line. Needs a hit to tie it up. It's 1-0. The Rockers lead in the bottom of the 10th. The Rafters have just one hit this game. That came from Nick Adrian all the way back in the 5th inning. The Rafters have now seen their last 15 consecutive batters retired. And the first pitch inside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. It was 9 up, 9 down for Keaton Baird. And so far, 2 up, 2 down for Ethan Alexander. 1-0 count coming home, and that's going to hit off the foot of Skinner. Maybe the knee a little bit higher up there, and Skinner is going to walk very lightly. But a hit by pitch gives the Rafters their first base runner in over 15 plate appearances. And Luke Skinner will head over to first, and with that, it looks like a pinch runner will take over. Hayden Carlson is running out there. Carlson, the shortstop for the Rafters, who has not appeared in a game in a week. His last appearance back on July 20th when he bent his pinky finger out of order and had to wait for that to swell back down. Hadn't been able to really fully grasp a bat. And so now he comes in as a pinch runner. That's a perfect way to use him. And he comes in for Luke Skinner. And before that, a mound visit here as the Rockers will talk things over. So Hayden Carlson on to first base as a pinch runner, and Nick Adrian is going to step up to the plate. A reminder that Tristan Krusenberry took a plate appearance back in the 8th inning. He is on deck. But instead of him, Hiroto Kobayashi is swinging the bat in the on-deck circle. So we likely will not see Crusenberry, almost certain, but Nick Adrian will try and tie this game up here. The only Rafter with a hit today, and the first pitch misses outside for ball number one. Adrian, 1-for-3 on the game, is one hit, a double, beaming off the left field wall. Another one of that could walk it off. 1-0 count coming home, taken on the outside edge for strike one. 1-1 the count. The Rafters down 1-0 in the bottom of the 10th. They've got runners on the corners with two away. Tying runner on third, go-ahead runner on first. 1-1 the count. Ethan Alexander brings the pitch home. It's fouled off by Adrian. The Rafters down to their last strike here in the 10th inning. And Ethan Alexander looking to get his first save of the season. His first save in his Northwoods League career. Despite all of the relief appearances for him, this is his first potential save. Runner going from first. Carlson is now on second. Pitch called a ball. It's a 2-2 count. So a big takeoff there. The Rafters have the go-ahead winning run in scoring position. Runners on second and third. The 2-2 count taken outside for ball number three. Alexander thought that he just rode off the Rafters, but now he has to get back onto the hill. A 3-2 count with two away in the bottom of the 10th. Rafters down one. The runners on second and third looking to come around. 3-2 count coming home. Adrian pops it straight back and should reach out of play. It will hit off the top of the roof. Still a 3-2 count. Adrian struck out looking his last time up back in the eighth inning. He had doubled the plate appearance before that. He also flew out to right field. Those are his three at-bats today. Looking to put the Rafters at least in a tie game, if not walk it off. The 3-2 count once again comes from Alexander, and Adrian stays alive. Fouls it back. Still a 3-2 count. Eighth pitch of the plate appearance coming up here. Ethan Alexander will not get an easy end to this one. The righty-righty matchup, and Adrian in potentially the biggest spot of his Rafters career, trying to get the Rafters the win or the tie. 3-2 count coming home. Misses inside. The bases are loaded. Back-to-back base runners, and it brings up Hiroto Kobayashi. Loaded bases with two outs in the bottom of the 10th. And Kobayashi, a pinch hit appearance. He takes over for Tristan Crusenberry officially. And Kobayashi, the biggest opportunity for him. He's been here since way before the season started, getting the work in. He's been seeing results as of late, but this potentially his biggest opportunity to show it off. It's a righty-righty matchup with two away and the bases loaded. First pitch, it's hit up the middle, over to second. It's caught out of the air by Bayania, and that is out number three. The Rockers have won it here in Wisconsin Rapids, and a perfect 6-0 from the Rockers at Witterfield this season ends with the Rafters having the bases loaded and losing 1-0 in extras. Oh, man. What a game, but unfortunate that the Rafters could not win it. The final score goes down 1-0, and the Rafters saw just one hit in the entire game. In the 10th inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and three left on base. Post-game show comes up next. Rafters, a bad news Sunday afternoon. We'll be back after this on Rafters post-game here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Well, the final score 1-0. The Raptors could not get the win here as they are shut out at home. It's the fourth time the Raptors have been shut out this season, and oh so close to a phenomenal win. But the Raptors' offense only managed one hit in the game. Let's take a look back at how it happened, and lots of shutout innings to talk about. The biggest threat that the Rockers had up until the 10th was back in the third inning when they had a leadoff or a one-out walk from Braden Buchanan, then a one-out double from Max Humphrey. That put runners on second and third, but Tony Torres was able to work out of it with a strikeout and a ground out. That kept it 0-0. Outside of that point, the Raptors, they managed to put up a threat in the fifth inning. A two-out double from Nick Adrian and then a walk from Tony Torres put two on with two out, but the Raptors unable to work around any of those runs. Also worth noting, in the bottom of the first, the Raptors had a one-out walk from Arusevic. He reached second on a wild pitch, then went to third on Harper's sack hit, but he was stranded on third with two outs and Madonaco's strikeout. Then it wasn't up until the 10th inning that we really saw another threat. And, of course, that was with the Rockers scoring a run. It was a sack bunt from David Bionia that sent Kaysen Consarinia to third as he was the ghost runner on second. He went to third on the bunt, and then he came home to score on a passed ball from Nick Adrian. He would have been stranded there at third had it not been for the passed ball. A couple of strikeouts from Landon Dessart, even though he did walk another batter. But, man, a tough turn for the Rafters. That made it 1-0. And in the bottom of the 10th, Harper was able to take off for third on Matanaco's sack bunt. But a 1-4-3 ground out from Landon Gaz kept him on third. And then a hit by pitch, a walk, loaded the bases for the Rafters, but Kobayashi lined out to second for the final out of the 10th inning. Final score, 1-0. Taking a look back at the stats, nothing to talk about really from the Rafters' offensive side of the game. Outside of Nick Adrian, who reached base multiple times, he went 1-for-3 with a double and a walk. The only Rafter to reach twice. The only Rafter with a hit as well. On the pitching side, though, Tony Torres, a three-inning shutout start. He had 5 strikeouts on just 2 hits and 1 walk. Justin Battle, even better. He went 4 innings, didn't allow a run, and only allowed 1 hit, 1 walk, and had 3 strikeouts. He hasn't allowed a run in his last 3 appearances, and it's been 10 2/3 straight innings since the last time that he allowed a run. Preston Steiner came in and really redeemed himself. A perfect inning for him in the 8th. And then in the 9th and 10th, Landon Dessart didn't allow a hit. He only walked 1 batter and had 4 strikeouts, not allowing an earned run, but did allow the go-ahead run and took the loss in the game. So the final score, 1-0. And taking a look ahead to next game, the Rafters have an off day tomorrow, but they have a 2-game road trip against the Mallards coming up after that on Tuesday and Wednesday. That off day is going to feel good for the Rafters and hoping to get some momentum when they come back from the break. So a couple of games, and the next one is going to be on Tuesday against the Mallards at Madison at 6:05 p.m. Seth Spencer on the mound for the Rafters. He is going to be getting back to work, hoping to keep things rolling along for Wisconsin Rapids. Pre-game show will start at 5:50, but that's going to do it for today's broadcast. Big shout-out to the people, as always. You guys, of course, for tuning in, the fans of the Rafters, it's always appreciative to have you guys tuned in to our broadcasts. And along with that, a big shout-out to the coaching staff, as always, for being open to talk. And along with that, a big shout-out to my fellow coworkers for helping making sure that everything goes smoothly for the Rafters and for operations here at Witter Field. And, well, of course, one last thank you to the people of WFHR for making sure that we get on the air, as always, here on the radio. But that's going to do it for our broadcast. So one last time, the Rafters 0, the Rockers 1. Final score here from Witter Field. For myself, Austin Thomas, and from the rest of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, thank you and have a great rest of your night.
Kenny, just a couple of other questions for you, and I'll let you get going here. One of them, do you have any other creative outlets? Do you? I can't imagine you have a whole lot of time. But I always like noting this. You know, Miles Davis is one of my favorite artists of all time. As he got older, he didn't, you know, I mean, he invented seven different types of jazz. He was always doing things like that, but he kind of couldn't play as much as he used to as he got older, so he started painting. And he ended up becoming a fantastic painter. But it turns out he always liked painting. He just didn't have the time for it. Do you got other creative outlets that you like doing or that?
As far as that, I mean, songwriting, writing with friends. As far as painting, I could paint your house, but you wouldn't want
right,
to try and paint a landscape. But
The songwriting is a great note. I did want to bring that up with you. I'm glad, I appreciate you mentioning that, because that's a whole other, you know, a mm-hmm. part of not right. only part of what you do, but it's certainly a whole other creative thing, I imagine.
Oh yeah, and you know, some people it comes very easily for some people, and for me it's pretty difficult. I mean, mm-hmm. I'll come up with a line or two here and there. Or I'll wake up from a dream and I'm like, I gotta write this line down or else I'll forget it. And that's honestly how most of my songs are written. They start with a line that I came up with, or a guitar lick that I came up with, or a buddy. I write a lot with my buddy Johnny Lucas in Nashville. Him and I, on my Always Almost There album, I think him and I wrote 7 out of the 10 songs on that album. Mm-hmm. And him and I, like the first time we got together, we wrote the song Repo Man that's on that album. Mm-hmm. And we were so excited. We're like, we got to do this again. And then, I mean, 7 songs in, we're like, the magic just keeps happening. Mm-hmm. And he's my favorite guy to write with. And, you know, him and I, we get into the studio. And this is a unconventional way of writing songs, but what we do is we get in the studio, and about 4 hours later, we will have a fully produced, basically ready to go to album song. We, you know, when we're writing it, we put on fake drums, so we'll bring in a real drummer later to put real drums mm-hmm. on it, and then, you know, I'll put harmonies on it or whatever, we mix it. But at the end of 4 hours, we've got a ready-to-go song, which... to most songwriters, it doesn't happen that way.
Right. That's impressive. Yeah.
I attribute a lot of that to Johnny, because he's a wizard when it comes to producing. And then the way we write together, we just feed off each other so well. Hmm. And, man, I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Right on.
Yeah.
That's great. We've talked to many songwriters, and it's fascinating the process for so many, especially when you're writing as a team. Boy, that's the first time I've heard that it comes, that it flows so quickly. Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yep.
Kenny,
it's
I wonder.
It's the first time I've ever experienced it like that. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, I believe it.
I want to just one other question before we get to that. I did want to talk a little bit about where people can catch you. You got some late summer dates going on with your tour right now. Coming up on July 17th, see, you're going to be in Wheeler, Wisconsin at 2 Mixed Up from 6 to 9. Going to be over in Minnesota on the 18th, and you're coming back to Wisconsin on the 19th, New Richmond, the Post Bar, 8 to 11 over there. Hanging out here in the state for a little bit longer, you'll be on the 20th in Hudson, Wisconsin at Ziggy's, 2 to 5. Great name. Ziggy's, great name for a bar. Mm-hmm. And after that, is that your last show? Yeah, that's your last show here in Wisconsin for a while, it looks like.
For the foreseeable future.
For the foreseeable, yes.
Right, yeah.
We always end up back in Wisconsin, even in December, which we were like, this is a mistake. It's cold.
Right, yes, yeah.
Yeah, why did you come?
But the music is always warm.
It is.
That's right.
Right on. And when that happens, man, when you get those dates settled down and everything, be sure to reach out to us. We'll make sure to let everybody know about that. Because it's been great talking to you. And I'll warn you right now, Kenny, you did too good of a job hanging out with us. You're going to have to come back on the show sometime.
I appreciate that. I was a little bit nervous because I'm terrible at interviews.
Nailing this. Very you're nailing good, this. Yeah. And you only got one more question, so we're almost there. See, we're almost finished.
Yeah, the finish line.
Yeah.
Here's the curveball.
Here it is. All right. Yep. He knows where it's coming.
Yeah, right.
First off, I do want to, again, recommend everybody check out Kenny's Facebook page. You can just throw into your search bar, Kenny P. Should pop right up. I know it did for me. Not only you can keep up to date and everything he's got going on there, but you know, make sure to share his posts on your page. Make sure mm-hmm. other people can see this stuff that might not see it otherwise. There is also his link tree that you can find through there. And so many of his great videos and songs that you can check out. Kenny, our last question for you is maybe a little bit more on the difficult end. If you could have coffee with any historical figure, who and why? Yeah.
That's always the toughest question.
If you want to cheat off somebody else's paper, that's fine. You need to you want to call a friend.
I'd have to go with the chairman of the board, old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy was iconic in his time and through many decades.
Mm-hmm.
And I just imagine it'd be great conversation and just a good hang. It'd be more like an Irish coffee.
Yeah,
but,
definitely. Yes. Yeah. If it wasn't before, it would be once Frank showed up.
By the end, right? Yeah.
You know, one of the cool things with somebody like that, you certainly have a musical connection and a singing connection to be able to talk to him about. But I always thought of Frank as such a great MC as well, such a great person working with them and everything. I think that there's a lot that you could talk to him about. Certainly all that, and just the partying, the after the shows. And stuff and the Rat Pack and so much of that. Man, yeah, that's a good one, Kenny.
I'd say either Frank or Elton John.
Mm. Oh, either would be great.
Yes. Wow. Oh, good. Yeah, man. Wow, you nailed that. Nicely done.
Very cool.
We appreciate
my son's name is Levon after the Elton John song.
How awesome is that?
That's a great name and that's really cool.
Fantastic.
That's a great one. Oh, yeah. That's fantastic. We have had a blast getting to know you, getting to meet you, Kenny. And as I mentioned, I've already warned you, you're going to have to come back sometime. Maybe when you guys do come back to Wisconsin, we can get you on the air again with us. We really appreciate the time.
Absolutely. I've had a hot dog of a time hanging out with you guys. I appreciate you having me on the show.
We'll talk again soon. Safe travels out there. And we'll remind the audience as we're wrapping up here how they can see and where they can hear you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you both. We appreciate you. Take care. Safe travels.
My girl's a superwoman. She got the whole thing down. Ain't nothing that could ever make her hit the ground. She gets what she wants anytime that she likes. That I'm by her side. Me, I'm just grateful that I'm by her side. She got the heart of a lion and the world by the balls. And she don't give permission, cause she makes the calls. She knows that I'll be there to catch her if she falls. But she ain't even stumbled. She don't need me at all. No, she ain't.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
As Wisconsin has a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created ThisIsPretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit ThisIsPretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The United States and European Union have reached what President Trump describes as the biggest ever deal to resolve a transatlantic tariff standoff that threatened to explode into a full-blown trade war.
You know, this didn't just start today. We had a meeting. I wasn't sure. I said 50-50. I think you probably felt the same thing. But this started months ago, this negotiation.
A baseline tariff of 15% will be levied on EU exports to the U.S. It will affect cars, says WWJ's Jeff Gilbert reports.
Mercedes, BMW, and Volkswagen all manufacture vehicles in the U.S., and some of those vehicles are shipped back to Europe. U.S. manufacturers also see Europe as a potential market for American-made electric vehicles. Meanwhile, a fifth of European vehicle exports come to the U.S.
Tomorrow,